This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for The Digest, brought to you by the Living Well Disability Resource Centre.
And Tia Wiley joins us again to take a look through today's edition of The Digest. Morena, nice to have you with us, Tia. Thanks for coming in.
Morena, thank you for having me.
All righty, another edition of The Digest out. What have we got going on?
Indeed, it's a bit of a busy one. But first of all, we'd like to send a massive congratulations to one of our own, the incredible John Marrable. He's one of our staff, and he's been selected to represent New Zealand at the ITTF Oceania Para Table Tennis Championships that are coming up in a few weeks. Very exciting.
Congratulations, John. Of course, our listeners will be familiar with John. He pops in every few weeks here on The Digest to talk about his Ask John column in The Digest too. And of course, many people will know him through his previous work and as a sportsman and other man of accomplishment around town. So it's great to hear. It's a long career in all sorts of sports, John. So it's fantastic to see he's at representative level once again.
Yeah, so very exciting. So we wish him well. And his competition's, I think, in 2 weeks. So
all right, good luck.
Very good. So the breast check bus is in Clyde for another week. So it's parked up at Dunstan Hospital and it's there until Friday, 12th of September. So if you haven't already and you're in the Central Otago area, it's free for women aged 45 to 69 years old.
That's it. Free of charge, courtesy of the good people at Well South.
Yeah, very good. If you're looking for some inspiration for the week, Studio 2 has a koanga exhibition at the Dunedin Community Gallery, and that is got its opening today at 5 p.m, 26 Princes Street. It's a chance to celebrate incredible work of local artists from Studio 2. They're showcasing all the different work. They've got textiles, framed art, ceramics and more. If you want to go and check that out, the opening is tonight and the exhibition is open from Tuesday through to Saturday, 13th of September. And there'll be artists during the week sitting in, and you can go and meet them and have a chat as well.
Great stuff. Many of our listeners will be familiar with Studio 2 out there in South Dunedin and the amazing work they do there in that space and with the Margaret Freeman Gallery. Great to have them in the centre of the city at the Dunedin Community Gallery again.
Yeah, that's very good. This week, we're Professor Liana Machado, I'm sorry if I've said that wrong, has got her inaugural professorial lecture at University of Otago titled Cognition in Health and Disease. So Professor Machado, she's a leading expert in cognitive psychology and neuropsychology. And so she's doing groundbreaking research on how our minds work, why we experience cognitive difficulties as we age or with certain diseases, and how we can find ways to improve brain function. So if you're interested in that, that's tomorrow, Tuesday, 9th of September, 5:30 till 7:30 at Archway 1 Lecture Theatre, University of Otago.
Excellent. Needless to say, absolutely free of charge, and everyone's welcome to attend.
Yep, exactly. And as we said last week, it's AGM season, so don't forget next Monday, Living Well and Parafit Otago have got their AGMs on, 12 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. respectively. And we can also mark this one in your calendars, Monday, 29th of September, for South Dunedin Community Network. They have at their AGM at 12 p.m, 278A King Edward Street, so you can come and have a hear about what they've been doing for the year and what's to come.
Good stuff.
This is also coming up, so it's all about the Merrill Lecture at the moment. So there's a Dunedin Merrill Forum on Disability being held Saturday, 20th of September. It's a chance to hear directly from mayoral candidates about their plans to make Dunedin a better place for everyone, particularly for disabled. So each candidate's going to answer some set questions, and then there's going to be a live Q&A session where you can ask your own questions directly from them. The forum's from 2 to 4, and it's at the Nation's Church Hall, 332 King Edward Street, South Dunedin.
Well, good. And there is parking out there, by the way. And just because it's handy for them to know numbers and all the rest, because they're going to put on an afternoon tea as well, and any other access needs, get in touch with Chris Ford. Here's the email address to RSVP, chris.ford@dpa.org.nz. And there will be a New Zealand Sign Language interpreter on board as well.
Yeah, exactly. We have the parent support group coming up, so it's a welcoming and understanding environment where you can meet and talk with other parents who are going through the same thing. It's a great opportunity to share experiences, you can listen to others and find some practical advice or encouragement. So this next meeting is Tuesday the 23rd of September, 1 till 2:30 at South Dunedin Community Network. So it's another one to go to if you're keen. And last but not least, I Drive Dunedin have a one-day workshop coming up, and it's designed to help people prepare for their learner's licence, particularly with a disability. It's going to be a fun, interactive day. We can test your knowledge with quizzes and different things and get hands-on with real-world activities, like they're going to check the tyre treads and use toy cars on roadmaps to do a few scenarios, I think. So I'd be interested. So if you
test your give way knowledge, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Most Dunedin people fail that, from my observation.
Yeah, so we want the next generation of drivers to have it sorted. So if that's you, then Thursday, 9th of October, 10 till 2, you can register online or you can get in touch with us with if you need some more contact details as well.
Brilliant stuff. Those are just some of the things in the digest for this week. Remember, it goes out via email on a Friday afternoon. If you've got something that you want to let Tia know about in the health and disability sector, she'll be only too happy to list it in the digest for you. Here's the way you get in touch.
Living Well Disability Resource Centre offers free information and advice, connecting you to services and supports. Our friendly trained staff can also assess your eligibility for the Total Mobility Scheme for subsidised taxi travel. We also have a wide range of equipment and assistive products that support independent living for sale and hire. Visit Living Well Disability Resource Centre on the ground floor of Burns House, on the corner of George and Bath Streets, 9 till 4:30 weekdays, or give us a call on 471 6152.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.